Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
He was in his late 40s. She was a bit younger. Married for 17 years, he was an account executive, and she was busily involved in social and church work. They had a near-picture book family. 3 normal kids, a lovely home, and a beach cottage where they often spent weekends. They had finally reached the place in life where they weren't terribly concerned about money. Yet with so much, they had so little of real happiness. At the very time we should be able to enjoy life, we're miserable, explained the wife. And how did her husband feel? Well, he was angry, plenty angry. He was angry with her, her friends, and with his family. Angry with God, too. But he didn't know why he was angry. He just knew that he was, and at the very time in life when they should be able to enjoy the fruit of many years of hard work, what they had worked for now seemed to be unimportant. The couple that I have described, which is a composite of thousands of people, have so much, yet have so little. What's gone wrong with our families, with each other, even with ourselves, that happiness should really be in our grasp and yet elude us? Should we blame each other for being bored and unfulfilled? Should we say that our expectations in marriage are unrealistic? We've watched too many soaps on TV. Should we say that society expects too much of us, or we expect too much of it? Or should we blame God, thinking that after we have worked so hard for so long, He owes us more happiness than we really have? Believe it or not, friend, some folks would check one or more of the above. But understanding the cause of unhappiness today doesn't solve it. Before it's too late, take to heart the following guidelines. Guideline number 1, get a grip on God's hand and begin to walk with Him. Most of your problems are compounded by your failure to include your Heavenly Father in your heart and your home. When things go bad, we often blame God when in reality we deserted Him long ago. Guideline number 2, begin communicating at a deep and a mature level. The longer you wait to do it, the more difficult it becomes. Yet communication is a skill which can be learned by every person, no matter how long you've been married. What men most fear in marriage, women most need, and that is the ability to share your lives at a deep and intimate level. Guideline number 3, take time for what really counts in life. The use of our time is our number one priority for families today. And sadly enough, too many wait to take time for each other and our kids until it's too late because they have left the nest and moved out. Guideline number 4, get your priorities straightened out. We put far too much emphasis on things that we have instead of working on relationships, which alone bring real happiness. So what if you have a larger home, a more expensive car, the timeshare apartment at the beach, if there is no one with whom you can share it? Guideline number 5, start doing it now. Do what? Well, try sending flowers. Write the letter you intended to write. Take the vacation you've planned to take when you retire. Coach the team that you've always wanted to coach. Go back to school. Get involved in the choir. Learn the importance of today. It is one of the secrets of joy and happiness, the secret that eludes so many people. Paul said long ago, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." If you answered that, or you said, "For me to live is," what would you say?
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.